Hey guys, welcome to the Next Level Agents podcast. I am your host, Kevin Kaufman, and along with my business partner and co-host, Fred Weaver, we bring to you our podcast all about getting to the next level. Sometimes we talk to real estate agents, sometimes brokers, sometimes people just in and around our space, and sometimes just entrepreneurs in general. But our point here is to talk to the brightest and the best and to pull gold nuggets out of them and bring them to you so that way you can take little actionable pieces of advice, sometimes big actionable pieces of advice, and make your business even better and help you get to the next level. Do me a favor, if you haven't already, go over to ratethispodcast.com. ratethispodcast.com/NLA stands for Next Level Agents. And please leave us a 5-star review if you have not already. All right, without further ado, welcome to today's episode. Curtis, number one, I can say this easily, changed my life. Like, he absolutely changed my life, changed my business. He means so much to me. I remember the day I met him. It was in June of 2008. I'd been licensed for about 12 months and 2 days. And he was dressed like an adult. I was not. I know that's probably news to some of you. But he still took to us for some reason, and we've been friends ever since. And he's made a massive impact on my business and on my personal life. He's one of the best presenters I've ever seen. I'm really excited. We had to do some arm twisting, but we got him to talk about marketing in a big way because this guy is an actual expert at this subject. And I want to acknowledge it's really cold in this room right now. I know that we had to bring in a special supercomputer that needs to be cooled to a certain temp to be able to handle his slide presentation. It's a true story. Without further ado, I have no idea what side he's coming out, Mr. Curtis Johnson.
All right, so they got the supercomputer going, so that's good. All right, Brian was amazing. That was really good. A market like this has me thinking a lot about Vice Admiral James Stockdale. If you haven't heard of him, he's one of the most decorated war heroes that we've ever had. During the Vietnam conflict, he was captured, and he was held for almost 8 years, so a little over 7 years, and about 4 to 5 of that in solitary confinement, which is really just crazy. And then when he finally got out, obviously people were excited that he came home, but they said, how did you do it? And he created this tap code to be able to create a community and be able to communicate with other prisoners. But guess what? A lot of prisoners didn't make it. A lot of them died. And they said, Admiral Stockdale, why did you make it and other people didn't? And you know what he said? He said the optimists died. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Why did the optimists die? And Ben talked a little bit about this as well. But he said, because they died of a broken heart. And they would go through and say, you know what? We'll be out by Easter. And then Easter would come, and they wouldn't be out. They'd say, well, you know what? We'll be out by the 4th of July. And they wouldn't be out. And then, you know what? We'll be out by Christmas. And it wouldn't happen. And year after year, and eventually, they just died of a broken heart. So I would just ask you, how does that really apply to our situation right now? Because he created what they call the Stockdale paradox, and that's realism combined with optimism. It doesn't mean that you just have to just be negative, right? But you have to be able to be optimistic, but also be realist about what's going on. And that's the same thing for our situation right now. I love the 49ers, and my favorite coach was Bill Walsh, and he said, we got a lot of players in their first year, and some of them are also in their last year. And guess what? There's a lot of real estate agents in their first year, and a lot of them in their last year as well. So who's going to make it through this market right now? What real estate agents will make it in the market we're going through? What are those types of traits? It won't be the best agents. It won't be the ones with the best lockbox key, the best everything. It's going to be the best marketers. So Kevin and Fred asked me to talk about what really separates some of those people that are going to dominate this next year and some of those people that are going to struggle. And I love marketing. I love real estate marketing. We're going to talk about that and give you some strategies and some mind shifts, if you will, if you'll allow that, to be able to help your business, not just this year, but to continue on. So to make it simple, you say, how do I survive? Okay, that's not good enough. How do you double your business? And let me just make it real simple. You double your business, but you double the amount of people you present your solution and offer to that can say yes to you. You want to triple your business? You have to triple the amount of people you present your solution and offer to that can say yes. And if you read that, you might be going, what? An offer? What are you talking about, offer? I open doors, right? I list property. No, what is your offer? And we're going to talk about that because you have to be able to, Brian talked about a moat. He used the word moat. And it's the same thing as the money is in the gap, right? The money is in the gap. I hope you write that down. And there has to be a gap between the average agent and you. If there is no gap, then you're gonna struggle. You're not gonna be paid what you're worth. So we're gonna go through and I'm gonna give you some real technical things that you can take away that will give you a benefit to crafting your unique home selling offer. The same thing can be done on the buyer side. Same thing can be if you're building an organization, but there has to be some differences inside there. And I'm gonna go fast, why? Because we're ADD, right? And about every 6 seconds you wanna check your phone, and so I don't want you checking your phone. I want you focused, I want you to be able to get as much out of this as possible. So there's five steps that we're gonna go through, and that as you go through and solve these, your business and your marketing is gonna get better. Now, what is sales? Sales is just aligning with people who believe the same as you. And the stronger the belief, the stronger the attraction towards you. That's really what you're trying to do, get people on the same page. So just like you, I just barely hit 25 years in the business like 2 days ago. But just like you, I started out in 1998. My wife, I said, hey, I want to go into real estate. And she said, no, that's crazy. You're going to fail like everybody else. And I said, please, can I do it? And she said, okay, you got 90 days. And so she goes, if you can't sell in 90 days, you got to go get a real job, which was pretty much not going to happen because I was unemployable. So 90 days in, I'm blowing through and I'm like, oh my gosh, how hard could it be? And I'm selling a house almost every day. I'm like, out of the book, piece of cake, right? I'm almost selling one on Monday. I'm almost selling one on Tuesday. I'm almost selling one on Wednesday. Almost every day I'm selling a house, but I'm not, right? I go through and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm stressed out. I'm failing. The reality is I was failing in almost every way possible. We just barely bought a new house. I found out my wife was pregnant and it was mine. So that was awesome, right? But it's totally spinning out of control. But I learned that marketing and being in the right rooms with the right people was the key to having that life and business that I really wanted. So that first year, I struggled. I did everything. I poured all my money back in. I sold 10 houses. And everyone was telling me how great I was doing. I was like, this is sucks. This is so hard. The next year, in the next 9 months, I sold 42 houses and then said, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a buyer agent. And I had to learn how to become a leader. And over the last 20 plus years, we've sold hundreds and hundreds of houses every year, sold over $1 billion of real estate, almost 7,000 houses inside there because of marketing and going through, right? So I'm just trying to tell you, this isn't theory. This isn't ideas. These are actual practical things that gave us and our team an advantage that you can do as well. So the only way to dominate in today's space is to believe or to have your team believe that you are the absolute best option for sellers to be able to get top dollar for their home. I'm gonna focus on sellers just because it's easier for people can understand. And if you can dominate sellers, you can dominate the buy side as well. So a couple questions just to be able to frame your mind is, what do you want to be known for in the market? What does the market know you're the best at? Are you even the best at anything, right? Do you do anything different and better than other agents? What experience are you crafting for your clients? Experience, what are you talking about? I just list homes, right? What is that experience that you're actually crafting? And the most important part of today is actually taking action. We've heard a lot of that. Elon Musk hit this as well, is he said, if you give yourself 30 days to clean your home, it's gonna take you 30 days. If you give yourself 3 hours, it's gonna take 3 hours. And the same thing is for your goals and your dreams. So I would just say is, if you see something over these 2 days that we've gone over and you say, hey, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this in the first quarter. It's gonna take you at least a quarter or two. If you say, I'm gonna do that this month, it's gonna take you a month. If you say, I'm gonna do that tomorrow, it's gonna happen tomorrow. If you say, I'm not going to bed tonight until I start working on this, that will happen. This industry is dominated by the doers, not the talkers, right? Again, Dustin talked about this earlier, is what we value as important gets done. Those people that are here wanted to be here. The people that said, oh, I really want to be there, but didn't hear, they didn't really want to be here. Let's get real about it, right? If you want to do something, you're going to go do it. You're an adult. You can go do it. So what attracts our attention is king. Not what we say is important, but actually what we do. So the key is to position yourself as the expert to be paid what you're worth. There's a lot of lawsuits, all kinds of things. Oh, you should be paid this, or you shouldn't be paid this. You should be paid what you're worth. If you're amazing, you should be paid amazing. If you suck, you shouldn't get paid very much. That's the truth, right? You should be paid what you're worth, not what someone puts in a co-broke, not anything else. You should be paid what you're worth. The money is in the gap. So what we're gonna talk about is how do you actually, let me get you to think about creating a gap or a moat around yourself in your marketing. You've gotta be able to position yourself different than everybody else. Here's a reality. We all start out as commodities in this business until we can create a gap in how we're different and help our clients to get different results. Kevin and Fred asked me to give some examples of this, and so I'm going to go through and share a few examples we've used on my team over this while, and also give you some strategies that you can take some actual concrete, make some choices in your business, right? Profits flow to differences and run from similarities. If you're not getting business, they see you as the same as everybody else. You are creating a group of one. A group of one. Your marketing should not be able to be duplicated by anybody else. You are creating a group of one. The wealthy are paid for their expertise and results, and the lowest are paid for their time. You do not want to do that. That's what everybody wants to create and have real estate agents get paid by the hour for their time. That is the lowest paid. You want to be able to get incredible results for clients and be paid a portion of that. That's what you want. So you've got to go through and be different. So do agents fear going up against you? Do they say, you know what? I wouldn't ever want to go into this area. I wouldn't want to go on radio. I wouldn't want to do this and compete against them. Or are you even thought of? So you've got to be aligned. You've got to make sure that this is aligned with yourself and saying, what types of things? What do I like? So give some examples. If you're like, hey, I'm going to get into luxury. Do you even love that? I want to get into the golf properties. Do you even love golf? I'm going to work with first-time home buyers. You hate first-time home buyers? Don't do it. What do you actually like and what do you want to do? And then we're going to go through and give you some strategies on how to actually think this through. But you've got to make sure that you're giving certainty to clients. The money is in creating certainty for clients. And when you've done that, then you have to be able to communicate that to clients. Let me just give you an example with this. You could probably take a picture of this to help spur you on and think through this. How do you create a moat? How do you create this? You know how basic real estate agents do this? What we do is this. That allows you to blank so that you can blank. Make sense? You're like, nope, doesn't make sense. I have no idea what you're talking about, right? Again, it was that example. Michael Burnoff said, hey, hello. Okay, is that what everybody else does? How are you different? You know how basic real estate agents, you could fill in the blank here. What do basic real estate agents do? They slap your home at the bottom of a list and they lock you into a 6-month contract, right? So you know how basic real estate agents just list your home, slap at the bottom of a list, and then hope someone brings a buyer in the next 6 months and you're locked into a contract? What we do is actually guarantee your home sale. We guarantee to sell your home in 27 days or less, or we'll step in and buy it ourselves. Right? That allows you to, what does that allow you to do? Right? Are you solving something? What does that allow you to do? It allows you to have the peace of mind knowing that you're not going to get stuck with two homes, miss out on your dream home altogether, right? So that you can sleep peacefully at night and so you can make it to Florida to go watch your grandkids' softball games, whatever that is, right? But if you're not solving anything, you're not going to get paid for that, right? So let's go through and let's craft your unique home selling offer with this. First of all, you've got to understand and think about, do you actually matter? Do you actually, when you're actually meeting with the seller, do you actually impact that? Or is it strictly the price, what price you suggest they list the home at, and your commission percentage? Are those the only differentiating factors? Or does your presentation actually matter to them? If you don't believe that your price matters, by definition, you are a commodity. And if we don't communicate exactly how we're different from other agents, it's going to lead to frustration. It's going to get you believing that you actually don't matter. So there's 5 steps to creating this, and each step that you work with here in these 5 steps, the better you do at each one, the more money you're going to make. So you're like, oh, I'm only going to work on 1 or 2. That's fine. If you do all 5, that's going to actually help you make more money. Before you build the 5 steps, you've got to be able to disconnect being hired to the price. You have to be able to do that, right? And you say, what are you talking about? Most agents do what? Most agents go in to a seller and they talk about what? Here's the comps, here's what everybody else has done, and here's my fee, here's my price, right? I'll tell you what we've done to help us sell almost 7,000 houses over this time, sell hundreds and hundreds of houses, is we built a strategy that says, you know what? That's what everybody else does, and we never want to be associated with them, right? We want to be a group of one. Everybody else comes in and just talks to you about the comps and the price. What we do is we talk about the plan. We say, do you want to sell your home for top dollar? Great. And then we list out and we explain this plan, right? And then what you're going to have to do is do the work. You build this plan. What is the plan? Does it matter? Let me ask you, does it matter if a home is staged or not? Is it going to make more money? What about if a home is priced well? Is it going to sell for more money? What about if a home has a lockbox or it doesn't have a lockbox? Is that going to impact it? Is it going to matter about the pictures on the home, if they're good or if they're bad? Does that impact it? Of course, all these things matter. So what we did is we built this plan and said, this is the plan that is going to sell your home for top dollar. Okay? Do you like the plan? Yeah, I like the plan. I want to sell for top dollar. Fantastic. Great. Next step. Now you get to choose the professional that's going to run the plan. Ha, you're not going to believe this. Actually, it's me. I'm the one. I'm not actually one that can do this plan. So you're building this, and you're building this plan that says this is the best plan for you. And oh yeah, it's like you're building this Formula One car. Now you need a driver. Guess what? I'm a driver, right? That's what you're doing. And then, and only then, do you talk about the price, right? That is it. There's five steps. So you got to figure out, what do you actually solve for people, right? Do you get different results? You have to say, what is your actual offer? Are you actually, is there an offer in there for people? The more, if you can create some urgency and bonuses, and then if you can take the risk reversal, because guess, people don't want to make mistakes. So you've got to be able to take that away. So the first thing, example, is do they need you, right? And so one of the things that we go over is the first thing we do is we go over a motivation scale. And we say, you know what, there's the 1, 2, and 3s, those are the experimental sellers. The 4s and 5s are the casual sellers. The 6s, 7s, and 8s, those are the kind of serious sellers. And the 9s and 10s, those are the very serious sellers, right? And in today's market, only the 8s, 9s, and 10s are even selling. So where would you say that you are on this? And again, if they're a 4 or 5, they're just testing the market. Guess what? We don't work with people to test the market. We actually sell houses. Someone else can go test the market. We actually sell houses. So we go through and we make sure that there's a need first. If there is no need, if someone is not thirsty, selling them water is very difficult, right? If someone is in the desert, it's very easy to sell them water, right? So what do you actually solve? Do you actually solve anything? If you're like, what do I solve? I just slap it at the bottom of a list like everybody else, then you're not solving anything. So the first thing you have to do is be able to solve something. Go do the work and figure out, what do you actually solve inside there? Do you help with relocation? Do you work with move-up buyers? Do you work with luxury properties? What do you actually do? And then what is your bold claim? Do you even have a bold claim? Do you say, again, this is what everybody else does, and this industry is so incestuous, it's insane. Everyone goes, hey, you know what? I got my real estate license. Let me see what everybody else does and copy them. That is not what you want to do. That is a secret. That's why 87% of agents fail. You want to create a group of one and create a bold claim. So for about 20 years, I've had the sold or I buy it, right? If I can't sell it, I'll buy it, right? So do you have a bold claim? And we've got stuff for our buyers and also for our sellers that differentiate us inside there. So what challenges do you solve? If you're not solving challenges, then that's where you have to start. You have to actually make a difference. The days of just being a door opener or, hey, I'm in the service industry. No, you're in sales. You're in marketing and sales. That is who's going to make it in 2024. The days of being happy and easy door opener, those are over, right? Is how do you actually fix it? If there's two people and one explains how you do it and that we've got a process, a proven repeatable process, and someone else says, I'm hoping and praying, which one are you going to go with? So what do you actually do? Do you change the list to sale price ratio? Do you actually sell homes for more money, right? Then you're gonna go through and you're gonna talk about that. You've gotta go through and explain, what is it actually like to work with you? How often are they gonna hear from you? We built one of our guarantees around hearing from us. Why? Because most people get fired because the seller never hears from the agent, right? You can build that around there. Then you've gotta walk sellers through your process. Right? Here's the deal. I think real estate agents are incredible. We work our butt off. We are terrible marketers and we do a horrible job of explaining to sellers what we're actually doing. And guess what? They believe it. We don't tell them what we're doing and they're like, you must not be doing anything, because if you were doing something, they'd tell us. So how are you actually, are you explaining to sellers what you're doing? We meet with the seller, we go through and we give them 5 choices. It's very binary, right? It's A or B. It's not, I don't know. Again, when you're meeting with sellers, are you giving them choices? So we give them 5 choices. We say, you know what? You can't control the market. You can't control interest rates. You can't control what Biden's doing, what Trump's doing. You can't control any of that. You can't control the wars. You can't control any of that. What can you control? Guess what? It's awesome. You get to control a few choices in this that dramatically impact the process. You've got to make a choice. Again, do you want to market for top dollar, or would you like to sit passively on a list? Make your choice, right? You want to sit passively on a list? That might be somebody else. You might want to hire somebody else that's not as experienced. You might want to go with one of those discount people that like discount that don't really do anything with that. What are you actually doing? So market for top dollar versus sitting passively on a list. Are you looking to present your home and convert the people that come in? Or are you looking to just hoping and winging it? Okay, again, are you looking for a strong negotiation strategy through the three phases of negotiation? Or are you just looking for an order taker? Again, binary, right? Are you looking for a complete proven team or a single agent, right? If I was a single agent, I would flip this around. When I was a single agent, I hated going up against big teams, right? But guess what I did? I said, you're gonna hear from me all the time. You're not gonna ever be able to talk to Russell Shaw or Bill Ryan or whatever it is, right? But now we're a big team. So that's the advantage for us. So you've gotta craft this to you. What are you actually doing? And now, do you want to strategically price your home, or are you looking, you're just hoping to guess and wait, right? Again, you're giving them choices through here. So let me give you some examples inside here. This is the most fun part. And this is your unique home selling offer. You have to have an actual offer. It has to be unique. Nobody should be able to copy you. You've got to create a group of one, and it has to be unique to you and your process, your results, your guarantees. And you should be able to go through here. So again, inside of our system, you've got to create descriptive names for your marketing, maybe even trademark that, right? Inside of our team, we call it our 89-step no-risk home sale system. We designed it. So if we go through this with the seller and present this, and we get done, and they say, oh, you know what, I saw the same thing, somebody else can do this. What? I know that's not true. Why? Because we created it. Nobody else can do it. We created the spaceship. We created the one thing, so nobody else can duplicate this, right? You guys are fighting a game because your commodity is the same as everybody else. Create a group of one, and then it's not about what the fee is or what this, nobody else can do this, and they already said they wanted to get this system, this solution, and that's what you're looking to be able to do. So what is your specific offer, right? Inside of ours, we create multiple offers inside of ours. One of them everybody could be able to do is a communication and update guarantee. That's any week that we don't talk to the seller, they'll get $100 from us, right? Why? Because we know that's a pain point for sellers. Everybody could be able to do that. I got to check with my broker. No, you don't. No, you don't. Yeah, and what this does, this also creates accountability for you and your team, right? So you got to go through and create your home sale process inside there. We created, some of my team is here. Over the years, we built and worked this out, a 22% price swing seeker. Why? Because we know that homes can sell for as much as 11% below and 11% above market based on how you handle up to 168 different variables in the home selling process. So inside here, you can sell. Are you looking to sell on the top end or are you looking to sell on the bottom end? If you're looking to get on the top end, you're going to need to have massive exposure and a complete marketing plan, and that's what we do. If you don't care, right, or you're just like, hey, I just want to slap my home, guess what? OfferPad, Opendoor, everybody else has already taken advantage of this, saying, you know what? Here, we're gonna only, they don't go around telling everybody we're gonna sell for top dollar, right? Hey, with ease, you don't have to deal with an agent. Give up 10, 15% of your equity just so you don't have to talk to these people. Like that, think about that. That's crazy, right? So, we create a no-risk home sale system inside there. You got a $10,000 marketing and full exposure guarantee, price match plus $1,000 cash, a communication update guarantee, a one-day no-risk listing cancellation guarantee, a love-it-or-leave-it no-pressure guarantee inside there, right? The markets are always changing. So you say, what's going on now? You have to be fluid with this. When a lot of the iBuyers came out, right, and they said, oh my gosh, the rest of the market was saying what? They're scams, don't believe them, don't do it, they're not going to buy your home or whatever. We said, yeah, they're going to buy your home. Yeah, you could, because guess what? They were flooding the market with the radio, TV, everything. So yeah, you could go through and fight that, but that's like swimming upstream. It doesn't make any sense. So we said, yeah, absolutely you can do that. And we crafted it saying, how many offers could we come up with? And we came up with 18 different offers, up to 18. Not every one of our investors would offer on every property, but guess what? OfferPad, Opendoor, myself, all kinds of different investors, as well as the open market, those were options. And we said, you know what? Yeah, you could go sell with someone on the radio with that's running those. You could absolutely do that. That's actually one, but why risk having that one be the miracle versus would you be more open to hearing about seeing up to 18 offers, or are you just hoping that one is that right exact one, right? So again, everybody else is talking about the one or none, right? We put ourselves in a group of one all by ourselves. You can sell your home fast and receive up to 18 offers in 48 hours or less, right? Dan Noma, one of the sponsors here, he's one of them through his company, right? That's one of the ways that we did that. But just to give you an idea, inside there, inside of our, at our open houses, inside there, instead of just saying, hey, will you sign in? On our buyer side, we said, hey, you know what? Watch this quick 5-minute video and we'll show you how you can save up to at least $5,000, right? So again, are you doing things different or are you just doing the same as everybody else? You've got to be different. You can't be a commodity inside there. Obviously, you can use video, everything else. Once you've done that, once you've actually shown you can get results, you've got to have testimonials and endorsements. Over the years, I had endorsements from Barbara Corcoran, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, all kinds of different people inside there because we did a lot of radio and TV inside there. But it can be the same thing as who can give you a testimonial or referral? If you're in the luxury space, do you have somebody in that luxury space that could give you a referral, right? Because guess what? People want to see that you've got helped similar clients, right? Customers want to see that you have other customers, right? Mark Cuban said that. So have you helped similar people? If you haven't, that's going to be a problem for you, right? Inside there. Solve things that, if you're talking about guaranteeing and buying someone's house, you've got to be able to show them that you've actually done that. Urgency. Do you create any urgency after you've gone through and done this, right? And I figured I was coming back to houses over time, or our team was meeting with people, and I was like, this sucks having to go back out or do whatever. They said, if you're going to make a decision, let's do this. Let me incentivize you and could save up to $800 by doing a fast action bonus for those people that are ready to take action, right? So is there some type of urgency for people to take action as you're going through there, right? You've got to encourage. You're in sales. That's what we're in. We're in sales inside here. You see inside here, if someone came to you today and said, hey, will you list, can you list these 250 houses today? You couldn't do it, right? And we couldn't do it. And we've got a big team inside there. So we said, how many could we do? We could do about 20, 25 a month. And we said, okay, here we go. So we created some scarcity by saying, we're only accepting this many clients. Would you like to be one of them? Is that different than begging? That's very different. Like Disneyland says, hey, based on how busy we are, we can be able to do this. So create urgency and bonuses inside there, right? People kind of avoids having people go, let me think about it. Let me get back to you with that. What they're really saying is, hey, I don't want to sell with you. We'll find somebody else. And it's better really to do nothing than to work with you. That's really what they're saying inside there, right? Risk reversal. What can you guarantee? The love it or leave it, no pressure guarantee, right? So you can go through and create cancellation guarantees. You can create a lot of different things inside there that make sense for the client, right? So you've got to go through, and if you're pricing, say, here's what our fees are, you're not pricing against the commodities, right? You're creating against what the solution is if they don't sell. And you say, but Curtis, everybody, they're price sensitive. I got price cutters coming in. Guess what? Look around the room. Is everybody wearing the cheapest clothes? Look at the parking lot. Did everybody drive the cheapest car? Did drive the cheapest car here? They didn't. This isn't the cheapest hotel. This isn't the cheapest conference. They're free conferences, but you came and you paid to be at one. I paid to be here. We paid to be here because why? Because there's a difference. So stop feeling like everything is about the price of it, right? So you've got to go through and be able to do that, right? So creating urgency and stuff there. Now we built that. Let me just give you a couple last tips before they shut me off here. And that's once we have that, annoying when you see on social media, everyone like, oh, look at my new listing. So what? That's how people will not follow you. So once we have this crafted, you've got to go through and build your digital body language. So what's your digital body language inside there? First of all, let me just tell you, I hate social media. I hate it. I don't like it. I still don't understand all of it, but it's useful. It's an amazing marketing plan inside there to be able to use. But you've got to win the conversation before you get in the room. If you've got an appointment, I promise you, they're putting you into Google, they're putting you into Facebook, into Instagram to find out and see what? They wanna see your impact and your influence and your results. You've got to change this mind shift. You're going to take a picture of this right here. You are no longer a consumer of social media. You are a producer of social media. Why I hate social media is because I was a consumer of it. When you're a producer, it means you go on to produce something for a specific reason. You're creating and crafting a message inside there. Because how we are perceived determines how we are received. How people look at you. And here's the reality is why I started to build, why I went from not even having an Instagram account to, I don't know what I got, 10, 12,000 followers, why I went from 1,000 on Facebook to 8,000 and 5+ a bunch of followers, is because I knew myself and my team was being judged by the size of our accounts and audience. And guess what? You are as well. People are looking at you, and if you choose to say, I'm only going to have 300 followers, I'm going to block, I'm not going to do this, you're being judged and you're losing money because people are judging you and saying, why would I want to listen to them when nobody else will? That's the reality of the game we're in right now. Because the market assumes your ability based on your visibility. If you're not visible, if you're not out there, if you don't have the results, they're going to believe you don't have them. They must be aware of you before they can know and trust you, right? So again, you've got to push stuff out there. This is a great story. Josh Altman, he has a $1 million listing. One of the things he said, I sold an $11 million home to actor Tyler Perry in less than 10 hours and made a $12 million sale to someone within hours of meeting them in line at Starbucks. I said, okay, that's great. A lot of people say, well, that's just lucky. That's just because you were in the right place at the right time. He says, no, it's not blind luck. The truth is I go to that same Starbucks every morning for one reason, and it's not the coffee. Think about that. It's because I know the type of clientele that I'm trying to go after, and I know that all the rich people and celebrities in Beverly Hills go there. And so I'm putting myself in a situation where I choose to be lucky. It's not just random luck. Are you doing that? Are you putting yourself in front of people, or are you just hoping to get luck? Luck is not a strategy. It's not. We are not on social media to make sales. We are on social media to make friends, right? Can people tell what you believe by looking at your social media, right? Whatever you do, you've got to do more of it. You've got to be more authentic, more real inside everything you're doing. Because your job, your number one job as a salesperson every single day is to increase your audience. Every single day, you have to increase your audience, those who know and trust you. And as people consume your content, as they watch your videos, as they look at stuff, it's going to be micro moves towards you. It's got to be consumption. They've got to get closer to you. And when they feel like you understand them, they're going to become clients of yours. Money moves to differences, not similarities inside there. So a lot of people go, you know what? I got in because I want to make all the money. I want to be rich. Guess what? Everybody does. Everybody gets in. So what stops and what changes it? Everybody's looking for the gold, but guess what? You've got to go through a lot of dirt. You got to go through. Everyone just wants, hey, give me the gold bars. Where are the gold bars at? What's going on? Just show me where it's at. Give me the laydowns. But look, what did the gold diggers do? Not those gold diggers, the other gold diggers. What did they actually do? You got to move a lot of dirt. You got to move a lot of dirt inside here. And a lot of people go, you know, so what does that mean? Just hang out on the side, on the shore, right? Dip your toes in. Is that what you're really looking for? I don't even want to get my shoes dirty. I'll just pan a little bit on the side. Is this a hobby for you? No, man, we gotta win. I'm gonna go Instagram. Look at me, I'm digging for gold. Look at me, you know, no. Here's the deal, most of the gold is deep. You've gotta go through, you gotta love the process. You've gotta go deep. You cannot be like a toe dipper, right? You've gotta be all in, right? Get in, get muddy, get in. So you saw these different things. Now you're gonna have to go home. You're gonna have to do the work and figure out what is it that I actually do in my business? What do I actually change? How do I actually help clients inside there? And let me leave you with this. In 1962, John F. Kennedy was visiting the NASA Space Center. And during his visit, he noticed a janitor off to the side carrying a broom. And he walked over to him and he said, hi, I'm Jack Kennedy. What are you doing? And the janitor responded, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon. So you can look at stuff and you can say, I'm just the janitor, or I'm helping put a man on the moon. We can look at this and we can say, you know what? I'm just listing and opening doors, or I'm going out and I'm changing lives. I hope you join me in 2024 by going out and changing the world and changing people's lives through real estate. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you're looking for even more valuable content and resources to help you grow your business, then we invite you to join our community, Next Level Agents at eXp Realty. By joining us, you'll gain access to exclusive benefits like live trainings, events, masterminds, weekly Zooms, digital downloads, and so much more, all designed to help you grow your business. To learn more and become a part of our community, simply visit kevinandfred.com/contact and get in touch with us today. Of course, if you're not quite ready to take the plunge and join our community, that's no problem at all. You can still access all of our great content for free right here on this podcast. And again, we thank you for listening. We look forward to continuing to bring you valuable insights and more advice in the future.